In this bulletin, Victoria well ahead of its reopening schedule as cases fall to single digits. Dreamworld's parent company fined $3.6 million for the fatal ride malfunction. And in the AFL, Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan officially launches this year's finals campaign. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the state is well ahead of schedule with its reopening roadmap. The state recorded 3 deaths and only 5 new cases, its lowest in almost 4 months. Several restrictions have been eased today, including the ending of the curfew. Premier Daniel Andrews says further easing may take place on October the 19th, which is a week earlier than planned. Under that step, restrictions on reasons to leave the house will be removed.
We are so close to being able to take a really big step, toward that COVID normal. We are so close. And what's important now is that everyone keeps following the rules, keeps doing the right thing, keeps making that profound and critical contribution to these numbers getting low and staying low.
The decision to use private security in quarantine hotels was influenced by Victoria Police's preference not to do the job. Victoria's Hotel Inquiry has today heard the fateful decision to use guards was likely made at a meeting at the State Control Centre on the afternoon of March 27. But the decision wasn't made by one person or government department. Counsel assisting the inquiry, Rachel Elliard, says it was a creeping assumption that became a reality.
It follows from no one being the decision maker that there's no evidence that any one person or group of people actually turned their minds to whether it was appropriate to rely so heavily on private security. This wasn't a sporting event or another kind of voluntary activity where police and private security worked together. This was an infection prevention detention program.
After closing submissions today, a final report is due in early November. New South Wales has recorded a second day of no new cases, but it recorded only half the number of tests compared to the previous 24 hours. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says despite the state's success, she doesn't want the community to be lulled into a false sense of security.
Well, we're getting through the pandemic. We're not through it yet. And certainly, I hope the citizens of New South Wales feel that no matter what comes up before us, that we're well prepared.
More than 20,000 free face masks are being made available for the homeless in Sydney. Dreamworld's parent company has been fined $3.6 million after pleading guilty to safety charges over a ride that malfunctioned and killed 4 people. They died on the Thunder River Rapids ride in 2016 when a water pump malfunctioned, causing water levels to fall dangerously low, and their raft collided with another. The malfunction was the third that day and the fifth in a week, and no automated shutdown function was installed despite recommendations. Ardent Leisure admits breaching the Work Health and Safety Act that exposed the individuals to risk of serious injury or death. Turning to sport, and AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan has officially launched this year's finals campaign in Brisbane. He says he's grateful to be able to hold a finals series after it looked impossible back in March when the competition was shut down. Teams and staff have moved interstate from across the country to take part.
We've got 9 games to go, but I think it's been an amazing year. You know, on behalf of the industry, I'm proud of the commitment of my team, all of our clubs, our players. I think the resilience of our supporters, our ability to work with all the governments and the state and federal. So it's just been a power of work. So we're not there yet, but I think beyond getting it done, it's been a compelling season.
The competition is planned to end on October the 24th with a night AFL Grand Final. And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, a shower or two developing, 21 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 20. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, much the same, 18. Some early fog in Canberra, then a sunny day, 18 degrees. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, sunny and 22. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, much the same, 29. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.